This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for helping keep America rolling along, especially our 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, the over-the-road drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail letter haulers out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you guys and gals can get your mail today. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, of course, the Amazon warehouse workers and the drivers out there making the deliveries right now. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also there on MeWe, on Parler. We're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captains America. That's Captains with an S in the middle, America, all lowercase. And our great website is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And remember, folks, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. All right, Mr. Kyle, to the call board. And by the way, I need to mention to everybody one little thing here. We have teamed up with Food for the Poor to help provide relief to the Hurricane Ian survivors. You can go to my flagship station website, theanswertampa.com. And click on the Hurricane Ian Relief banner right there and give whatever it is you can. Or you can text the word Tampa to 41444 right now. That's 41444, the word Tampa. Good luck, and thank you very much for helping the victims of Hurricane Ian. Okay, Kyle, back to what I was going to say here. The attorneys representing the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and their partners in a federal lawsuit are challenging California's ban on personally built firearms. They're now defending their motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against California.
Yeah, this is really interesting. In fact, the executive vice president and founder talked about this. His name is Alan Gottlieb. He says California basically, he says, only wants to argue about the plain text and not the history of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. He goes on to say, on that level, we will win as well, because you cannot keep and bear arms if you cannot make, buy, or and or sell arms. It's really that simple, he says. So this is going to be quite interesting, because, of course, it's the chipping away at the Second Amendment. This is it's a long process, but I think it's part of the strategy if they can't get it in one fell swoop.
And Alan Gottlieb is the owner of three of the radio stations that we're on in Washington State, starting with with KITZ in Seattle.
Very cool. That's right. Well, this is going to be a major case that we're looking
yes.
at.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and I certainly wish them well, and I hope they can do it, because it makes nothing but perfect sense to me. By the way, before we take our break, sad news yesterday that happened after we went off the air. Loretta Lynn, the Kentucky coal miner's daughter, whose frank songs about life and love as a woman in the Appalachian area pulled her out of poverty and made her a pillar of country music, died at the age of 90 yesterday.
What a contribution she made to the world of music, and, of course, country music in particular. And just from all accounts, a great lady and someone who entertained literally millions. And her memory will live for a long, long time.
And remember the Butcher Hollow? You know, she's from Butcher Hollow?
From Butcher Holler.
That's where she died. That's where she passed away, at the home in Butcher Hollow.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, well, full circle, and it just, the songs and the memories and a great entertainer, that's for sure.
And we will be coming back, ladies and gentlemen, with more. And when we do come back, I'm going to tell you about the new mission that they're going to have. The U.S. European Union's command in Germany is going to have a new mission, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be all about Ukraine. So we'll tell you about that when we come back. And, of course, Joe Biden is currently on the way out the door. He may not think so, but I'll tell you what, I just don't see any way in the world that they could seriously run him for president and he could win in 2024. He's going to literally get his butt handed to him, and so is Nancy Pelosi, and so is Charles Chucky Boy Schumer. I think they're all going to lose their positions of power, and the Democrats will be scrambling to see who's the next one up. Want to bet?
Well, you're right. And it's all going to start with the midterms and then proceed downhill from there for the Democrats as they're presently constituted, yes.
Okay. We're going to go out with Jeppy Boy taking us out. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, don't go anywhere. We got more coming right back right after these messages.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, lock it in and join the Captain's Army is right. By the way, for the Captain's Army and everybody else listening, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Now, there's literally millions of Americans that go to his website and take a look at the stuff that he has. Now, not everybody buys something, but they go there and they look, and if you need something, you're going to be able to save some really serious money right now. Because over there on the Radio Listener Specials page, which is where you want to go when you get there, on the Radio Listener Specials page, they have all kinds of specials there in the store. And you'll save money. You'll save big money over there. 75-80% you can save on some items. And on some other items, you may save a little bit more if you bundle it. So think about this. Buy one, get one. Yep, got it. Pillows, got it. Towels, got it. The Roll Anywhere My Pillows, got it. And everything that you can think of in between as well, from bath sets to bedding to sneakers to shoes, the all-season slippers they have. I mean, just fantastic. So go over there and take a look at everything on the Radio Listener Specials page. Remember, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Captain will be your word, your code to get in there and save the money. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. Save yourself some money. And we look forward to hearing what it is that you bought, because I've got a lot of different stuff there, and Kyle's got a lot of different stuff there, and everybody is just doing what they can to save money in this day and age in which we live. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a new mission is being established at U.S. European Command's headquarters in Germany to oversee how the U.S. trains and equips Ukrainian troops, according to a report that came out yesterday. I think that's a great idea. They'd have one central location where they'd be training them and then sending them back in fighting shape.
Well, that certainly does seem to follow, and with the notion that this is going to continue to be a protracted conflict to a great degree for the foreseeable future, and of course the better trained and better equipped and better ready that the Ukrainian forces are, they're going to continue to do what they've been doing to the Russian army up to this point.
Yeah, and President Joe Biden and his aides are considering whether or not changes to immigration policy should be one of his major pushes after the midterm elections, as his reelection bid will start to heat up about that time. Now, according to the White House officials and other sources familiar with the talks, that's what's going to happen.
Well, and of course, Captain, you know, some of this, you know, if they're talking about this notion that, well, he might try to control the border a little bit more or make sure it's not so porous, I'm always suspicious of that because we're right before the midterms, and it seems like they would put stuff out like that to try to make people think that, okay, maybe Joe Biden's going to get on board with the program or something like that, but they're never going to do that. So one of the things that people have to remember is that this midterm election is so important that what you need to do is be able to take away the control of Congress, the House and the Senate, away from the Democrats. Joe Biden might be left with a phone and a pen and an executive order, but he won't be able to actually pass things. That's the important takeaway.
Now, Hurricane Ian rescue and recovery efforts continue as the death toll has climbed above 100. More heavy equipment shows up now, is showing up for debris removal as first responders are working extremely hard to get to the trapped victims. And, yes, there are still some trapped victims being pulled out of this pile.
Well, that's right, Captain. And my question to you would be, you know, here we are a few days now after in the aftermath of Ian, and how long can someone practically survive if they've been, especially if they're trapped, they're injured, and so forth? But what have you seen in your experience? Is there still hope in that sense?
Well, there is for about 3 to 5 days, but then the water, lack of water, sets in, and that becomes a serious problem from dehydration. There have been reports in other places around the world where they've had an opportunity to scoop and get some sort of water, even if it wasn't all that great, sticking around for a week before they got taken out of the debris like that. But in my experience, I would say that right now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and something needs to be done really quick, otherwise they're going to be all recovery.
Well, and also, how are they able to find the living? Now, we understand, of course, they bring in dogs who can...
That's
find
only part of it.
...human remains. Yes, but how do they find the living, though?
They have the electronical equipment with them. They have the cameras, the little tube cameras they stick down there and start poking around, plus some other stuff. And they're listening. They always have the sonar, and they have the heat devices where they can see, the body heat and all that. All right, hold on a second. We're going to go to the phone lines. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. If we get the House and the Senate, to what degree can we neutralize Biden as far as the border policies and also maybe just in general? Can we override his executive orders?
Okay. All right. Well, you can override his executive orders with 2/3 of a vote, right, Kyle?
I believe so. Of course, a lot of times executive orders can also be challenged in court.
Yeah.
But basically, it would neutralize the Biden administration's ability to pass new
legislation.
That's right. And so that's conceivably what could happen. Sometimes you get big things that are bipartisan support, but they wouldn't be hard left, for example. And so this is why it's so important, because you start putting the brakes on the Biden administration now and being able to demonstrate that commitment to America, which is the new contract with America, basically, be able to demonstrate that and then be able to campaign in 2024 and say, if you give us the White House, we're going to go gangbusters. We're going to start restoring things back to where people have opportunity and economic growth. And that's going to be a very powerful message.
Well, the other thing is Joe Biden right now is losing stature and support in Florida, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is running rings around him with the excellent Hurricane Ian response. And all Biden can do is bitch, gripe, and moan. And Charlie Crist, what's he doing? Nothing.
nothing. Well, it's the mark of a leader, Captain, and this is what Governor DeSantis is showing very, very well. And people gravitate towards the leader. And Joe Biden is not a leader. He's been leading from behind. That's the sort of the phraseology, right? In Ukraine,
yeah.
Pick anything. But people aren't gravitating to him. They're not listening to him. But they are listening to Governor DeSantis.
Now, Donald Trump yesterday put out a special request to the Supreme Court. He's asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the special master Mar-a-Lago case because of the way some things have gone, and I don't know how that's going to work out, but his legal team has requested the Supreme Court intervene in the legal battle concerning the review documents seized from the Mar-a-Lago home. I don't know if they're going to do anything or not, but we'll see.
We will see. This is, to say it's a big mess, I think, would be an understatement in that sense. But it's going to take time. Now, whether or not something really concrete happens before the midterms, that might help to tell the tale about how voters might feel. But certainly, whatever happens, it's going to have the impact on whether or not President Trump is going to decide to run again or if he wants to be in the so-called kingmaker-type status.
Well, I think he and Trump would both wind up being kingmakers if the truth be told, if Biden wasn't going to run, I still am not convinced that Trump's going to run. I would like to see him run, but I'm not convinced he's going to do it.
Well, at least right now, and you have to read the tea leaves, right? And but I do think because the midterms are so important and they're going to be so impactful that I don't think anybody, especially President Trump at this point, is going to make that decision, at least make it known at this point. But we will see. But after the midterms, watch the Democrats. They're going to start turning on Biden like you wouldn't believe. That's what I would think would happen because they've got to start jockeying for a position for 2024.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, of course, we have a Supreme Court decision coming up on black voting rights and in Alabama. We'll talk about that when we get back. That's something that I wanted to mention with you before we get started here with Denise coming up here in the not too distant future. But a lot of things are coming down right now, some of which people aren't being told about. You're going to find out about the last minute and go, they're doing what?
Well, right, exactly. Well, right now I think the Democrat Party is really in a state of shock. They can't imagine that people aren't just following them blindly over a cliff. But, I guess they think there's still hope.
Because they're not socialist Democrats like the Democrats are.
Right.
We don't want communism. That's not what we do. Hold on. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Florida's recovery relief money will be based on need, not on race, despite what Vice President Kamala Harris implied in recent comments. That's according to Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax Tuesday.
That's the great thing about America. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or white or black or rich or poor. When everything is at its worst, that is when Americans, we are at our best. I can't say enough good about the response that has been taking place. And collectively, the entire Florida delegation have come together. We all in some way have been affected by the storm.
Officials say more than 100 people died in the hurricane. The Kansas City Star reports Planned Parenthood will soon open a mobile abortion clinic in southern Illinois. The goal is to provide greater access to abortion for Missouri residents after the state outlawed the procedure in nearly all cases. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Alrighty, I was at the doctor's office yesterday, and I got taken care of the way that he takes care of me, and changed the bandages again and wrapped my legs back up, and there you go, and everything is looking good, and that's a good thing. And I met one of our listeners in there that had heard me talk about Dr. Bill on the radio, and he thanked me for coming there because, like me, he said this was the first doctor that he'd run across who was actually able to help him with the problem that he had, and right off the bat he was feeling better, and that's good. That's really good. Now, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, that's his name, is the founder and the owner of Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located in St. Pete over on 38th Avenue North, down past the hospital on the right side. His phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. And what he specializes in, and what my problem is part of this, he's doing a bang-up job, is wound care of the leg and the foot. Now, he is a former military doctor, U.S. Navy, so he has a background in combat injuries, knows very well what to do there when it comes to the foot and the legs. And also, He specializes in diabetic foot care, limb salvage, general podiatry, and the all-new hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which is really something. Really something. It changes from daytime to nighttime, literally, your situation. So, call them at 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. That's the number to call, and make sure that you do it as soon as possible, because he's a good guy, and I do believe he'll be able to help you. 727-896-4615. Dr. Bill. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
He's still there. He's still there.
I'm here.
He's hanging on like a dog to a tree. All right. Well, let me go back over here to where we were and what I was just mentioning, because this is stuff that's just so important when you take a look at it. We have Dr. Mark Levin, okay, and he is a doctor. I'm going to call him that right now. He's also a talk radio show host. Every day, he said, and I quote, every day that Congress meets and Biden's in office, we lose a little bit more of our individualism and freedom. So what he's doing is he's over along the coast, in particular Alabama at the moment, trying to get things moved around to make it easier to get the stuff that people need out of the area to them. And there's going to be a lot of that in the weeks to come, because we've got, let's see, what is it, something, there's some sort of doctor's bit coming up here. I think it starts next week, some sort of National Doctors Week or something like that, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to do some more checking on it. I had it written down, but now I can't find where I put it. But anyway, and here's something else. Kamala Harris is doing what?
Well, generally, what's she doing?
Do we
right
really
now?
Know what she's doing?
Well, I think a lot of people, I don't think Kamala Harris knows what she's doing,
okay.
Actually, in many cases. But what she has been doing, Captain, is she's been sowing a lot of division out there and exacerbating problems when we should be working together to solve problems, especially for those impacted by Hurricane Ian.
And you know who agrees with you?
Who's that?
Governor Ron DeSantis. He said, and I quote, it is ridiculous for Vice President Harris to play identity politics with a hurricane.
Well, of course it's ridiculous. It's one of the worst things that can be done in a time of tragedy like this. This is a bona fide, honest-to-God tragedy that we've seen happen. To interject your ideological message and agenda into it is just plain wrong. You know, she's welcome to have her own ideological agenda and message, but this is completely the wrong place and time to try to do that. And also, Captain, because generally speaking, all they're trying to do is they're trying to foment racial division in this country. I don't think she's trying to bring people together.
No. And the Cook Political Report shifted the Pennsylvania Senate race to a toss-up.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, of course, you've got Fetterman making the media blitz and this kind of stuff, in the sense that the media is, you know, everywhere you go, you're seeing Fetterman on the media somewhere. I think it's going to be very, very close. No matter what happens, I think it'll still be extremely close.
Now, you're familiar with Indian nations, right?
Of course, yes.
The Cherokee Indian Nation is now seeking a congressional seat based on a treaty made with them in 1835, and they very well may get it in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, that's right. In fact, my grandfather was part Cherokee Indian as well, and this goes back, you said, to 1835. What it does is it allows the Cherokee Nation, we understand, to seat a delegate into the House of Representatives It's not an extra congressional representative per se, but there are some concerns about what that means to the outcome of certain things. That's right.
Right. Now we will have to wait and see exactly what happens as a result of that, because a lot of things are at stake here right now. By the way, we did a lot of kidding about Puerto Rico here a few minutes ago, and we've got a message back from, let's see, who is this from? It's from Harry, and Harry is saying, doesn't Biden know that his Puerto Rican trip, we all watched it, we've all been listening to it, has had tremendous racial overtones? I think he knows it.
Well, I think so, too, because this is the time when, you know, again, we're trying to help Americans. We're trying to help Americans in a territory. We're trying to help everybody. And unfortunately, the pandering, like we were talking about in hour number one, hey, I was raised in the Puerto Rican community in Delaware politically. I mean,
not
true. None of
this
makes any sense. Well, and right. And we had that great call.
Yep.
From, I believe it was Jeannie, I believe.
Yep.
She called in. Yeah. And she talked about she had been there. she was just negated everything that.
Yeah, she lived there. And she said, I can assure you there are no Puerto Ricans in that area.
Right, exactly. But they really believe that wherever they go, they can do this kind of thing, and they can fit it into their racial division program, and it's very sad.
Well, I lived on the adjacent to an Indian reservation in upstate New York. That's where I was born, brought up, went to school, played box lacrosse with the Indians, played football, had a great time. They were great neighbors, great friends. You were friends with them, you had a friend for life.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, we always used to kid about whose turn it was going to be to to close the fence gates and all that sort of stuff when you went up and down the roads, because everybody had a little section of land. That's the way the Indians did it. And they had like a little fence and a little gate and all that. And if you went by, you were the last one to go by. You were supposed to close the gate. But anyway, it was really interesting and really something to see how the Indians were so loyal in what they did. And they would, you know, if this was going on their reservation right now, they'd throw everybody off.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
This just isn't the way it is. And of course, as our friend said, I believe she was in Tampa. I think she was in Tampa. But anyway, as our friend said, it's not the way. It's just not the way you do things.
Well, no, of course not. And the foundering of the Democrat leadership, as it were, is just really on display. And I think people are wanting more. Rank-and-file Democrats across the highways and byways, they're losing their faith in the Democrat Party as it is right now. They're going to make a change. You watch.
I am watching. Okay, you hold that thought, and folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't go anywhere, because we...
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
song is 31 years old. Hard to believe. AC/DC, Jailbreak. 31 years old, Kyle.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, well, they are able to put together these songs that are just so catchy, and it's really something to be able to do.
Well, he was playing a guitar solo there for a while, and it went on a lot longer than that, but I played a little bit of it, and then it just started right in the way they went, and they just started kicking it, but that is what it is. Okay, take it away out west. Tell me what's going on.
All right, well, we're going to tell our drivers and our friends across the highways and byways tonight where the rain is really concentrating this morning, and that's going to still be in New Mexico, Captain. We've still got rain around Santa Fe. It's going to go up north towards Taos, and then it's going to continue to head on eastward. It's going to come over Interstate 25 if you're south of Raton, heading through Springer. As you head towards Wagon Mound, you have a little bit back in again, and then also by the time you hit Las Vegas, that's right, Las Vegas, not Nevada, but Las Vegas, New Mexico. We've also got rain heading eastward over towards the border with Oklahoma and Texas. And so definitely if you're in that vicinity and you're traveling on Highway 87 or Highway 56 near Clayton, you've definitely got rain coming across as you head towards either Texas or Oklahoma going eastward. It's cleared out mostly out of Las Cruces since last hour, but you still will have some rain west of Las Cruces as you head out I-10. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we've got some weather in Oklahoma, and we've got some weather in Texas. The Metroplex of Dallas, due to the warm weather that they've been getting, once again, you've got the same scenario there with the windshields, and it's not fog, but it's close to it, the bad air, the dirty air. And then, of course, we've got some of that down around Laredo. I got some of it down around Houston, and then it marches on and off all the way down to the border, Brownsville, Harlingen, Texas, down that way. Now, got a little bit of fog tonight to speak of in Louisiana over towards New Orleans, over to the Mississippi line. You do have a little bit of rough water over in the east side of Florida, especially around, let's see here, around West Palm Beach on up to almost, not quite the county line there, I-4, right about Daytona. It's just offshore of Daytona. Okay, now, moving up the line, we've got some fog. Chesapeake Bay usually has some there. There's some there, persistent fog. We got some rough seas, and we got some rain, and remnants of Ian are up there right now in Delaware, New Jersey, Long Island, rough seas around Cape Cod going right up along the seashore to Maine. So keep that in mind. And then in upstate New York, you've got some cold temperatures up there. I got a freeze advisory from about Watertown North all the way around to the top side of Lake George. And got some conditions. I'm not sure what the conditions are. Doesn't say. Oh, construction on the highway. Okay, over on the Ohio Turnpike going towards Cleveland. Be careful in that area. And then up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some stormy weather up there, as well as the winds going on and very cold temperatures up through there. Now, Mr. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find out more about them by visiting pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can join the rewards program and find out all about Driver Appreciation Month, which has been extended into October. There's special offers, all kinds of great things. When you join up with the My Rewards Plus app, go to pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we find out about you?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Yay.
All right.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain. Take
care. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So there you go. Go over there and check him out, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. And now from Tampa, we've got Denise Simon, host of the one and only Denise Simon and her great, 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 great stuff that she writes. Don't forget about that. as well as the fact that she appears on other programs, too, and has a show of her own. Now, here we go. Denise Simon, founderscode.com.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's all of that and then some. Joe Biden made a bizarre pandering speech to the Puerto Ricans, and even Breakfast Tacos Jill was embarrassed for him. I'm not sure what exactly is going on here, but the guy sounds like a walking, talking billboard for Geritol.
Well, he panders to pretty much every thing that's out there, you know, wherever he is, you know. He always injects himself. So, yeah, he was raised in the Puerto Rican community in Delaware, which there was maybe,
there wasn't one. There wasn't one. I had a call from a woman that lived in the area. She said, trust me, Captain, there was not a Puerto Rican community there.
I rest my case.
Yep.
Maybe 200 people.
Yep, she said there was not a Puerto Rican community there in Joe Biden's neighborhood. She lived in the neighborhood. She said it was more like a country club atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, it's really something to hear these people call up and challenge, the fearless leader and without telling that he's lying, say that he's lying.
Well, you know, I keep saying lies work for the Democrats,
you know?
At least they think they do.
And yep.
I think in a lot of cases they do.
Yep. Yep. It's such a just to watch it and hear about it, just such a waste. Okay, I want to mention something here and get it out of the way. A new mission has been established by the U.S. European Command's headquarters in Germany. They are going to continue to oversee and train the Ukrainian troops. They're going to determine how they get trained, according to some new information coming from the DOD.
Good.
Yep. Finally, they got some sort of regimentation in it.
Well, I think they've had it. I mean, there's been an awful lot of Ukrainians that have been flown here to the United States. Where there has been significant training and not just on various types of ordnance and equipment, but also in tactics.
Okay.
So it's been going on.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elon Musk is in the news. We're going to talk about why. Some of you may not know, but some of you are going to find out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.